How long you been with King?
I've been in King for about 3.5 years. Mm-hmm. Just, I was came in the band a couple of weeks before we recorded Fatal Portrait.
Had you done any vinyl appearances prior to that?
Before that?
Yeah.
No, just local bands, actually. I was playing with Pete Black in Geisha for about a year or something before that, but we didn't do any major things at all.
What are some of your influences?
Oh, my personal influence is Brian Downey, Thin Lizzy. That is my, like, one of my favorite drummers. He didn't really influence, he gave me a push to play, really. But I try not to, you know, copy him or anything, but he's like one of my favorite drummers.
How long do you plan to stay on the road?
We're going to be on the road to the end of October or beginning of November.
Are you going overseas?
Yeah, but that will be first next year in January or February.
How long do you plan to wait before you start cutting tracks for our next release?
Oh, tracks is all ready. The music, everybody's working on the music like the whole year, you know.
You guys write a lot when you're on the road?
Yeah.
Do you basically do that like during sound checks or?
No, not sound checks really. Maybe try out a riff or something. But both Andy and Pete and King, they have a lot of things going all the time, and we just check it out whenever we get time for it. And but basically, after all the touring on them album is done, then we start to do the hard work.
Where did you grow up at?
In Gothenburg.
In Gothenburg?
Yeah.
And then you just started taking drum lessons, like when you were 5 years
old? No, I never have taken any drum lesson at all, because we're like a drum family, I would say. We have a lot of drummers in the family, and they, like, influenced me from the beginning when I was little, I guess.
Have any other members of your family achieved success, you know, the way you have?
Yeah, but in other different, in like, jazz, and most in Scandinavia, they're like touring, like studio musicians and all that kind of stuff. But I think I'm the only one in the family who's been like touring worldwide and doing this kind of heavy metal stuff.
How does everybody react to that?
Oh, they like it a lot, because they think they can see that I develop, and they like my drumming and they like the music.
When you're in the studio, do you record the drum tracks first?
Yeah, I play all, that was the same with Abigail. I do all drum tracks without any music. I sing the music in my head and do, put on the drums first, and then we put on the bass, and then the rhythm guitars, and on like that.
Do you do much overdubs with the drums?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No.
So that's, how many tracks did you use for those?
Oh, let me think. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, about 15, 16 tracks.
How many tracks was the record recorded on?
48.
48? And that was done in, done in Copenhagen?
MMC studio. Yeah, this is a brand new studio. We was like the first band who recorded there, because we recorded at Soundtrack, both Fatal Portrait and Abigail, at Soundtrack studio. But this time we wanted something different. We didn't want to do Abigail once again. The sound is good on Abigail, but we wanted to do something else, a little bit harder maybe. Mm-hmm. And I think the sound is a little bit harder on this one than on the other albums.
Is it hard for you to practice when you're on the road?
Yeah, I can't practice anything actually. But and on the other side, you don't really need to practice. Once in a while, it's nice to sit down maybe at the sound check and get, like, if I come there early and just playing drums, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of shit, just playing and jamming for yourself. But actually, before we go on tour, I like practice like 6 hours every day. So just before we go on tour, I'm kind of very tired of sitting there myself and playing. I just want to play with a band. I want to be on the stage. Mm-hmm. And after a tour, I feel like being by myself again.
When you're soloing, when you're doing a solo during your individual shows, is that mostly improvisation?
Which means?
You know, just basically thinking it up on the spot? Or do you have basically a set pattern that you follow for your solos?
No, I do the drum solos, most of the drum solos before. But, of course, it depends on what kind of mood you are in. Sometimes you can extend your solos with a lot of things. The problem with drum solos is I think most drum solos today, when I hear band drummers do it, it sounds really boring somehow, you know, because they too long or they too short or just too regular. So I'm really afraid to do too much, really. And I think, yeah, the drum solos are made, but then it depends on what kind of mood I am in. I can extend it or do something special for just that night or whatever.